nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any other agenda items?
That is hot. No, we don't, Mr. Chairman, although I do want to welcome Terry Myers, who was just appointed probably a half an hour ago to the Planning Commission. And she will be a great addition, and she is here and willing to serve, and she's been caught up on everything, has her packet, and is ready to go.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. I need a
motion that we accept it.
Second.
Captain Stan. Thank you.
All right, can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. Real good.
Am I louder than usual? All right, so I'm going to keep this really brief because this is very basic and really just a cleanup. So I'll direct your attention to the figure that says Exhibit B. And there is no Exhibit A, but that's by design. Exhibit B is what we use for the council. So Exhibit B is the document that outlines the proposed changes, and basically changes to two sections of the development code. One in the definitions, which is that first section, and all that's doing is adding the additional ordinances that relate to time, place, and manner that were passed in 2019 by the city. So just completing that definition so it's inclusive of everything. And then the next section is to the section of the code in the special uses section that talks specifically about marijuana businesses, and it adds definition of premises to define it. Really, it cleans up the definition to make it more in alignment with the state law, as well as with the CPM ordinances that are on file. So I won't read that whole thing, because I know you've already read it in your packet. And then the final one is in Section C of the additional criteria, removing the definition for the spacing between dispensaries, simply because it was conflicting a little bit, and maybe a little bit fuzzy and confusing. So this just replaces it with a reference back to the TPM, so that everything is the same in both places and there's no confusion between either definition. Are there any questions on the changes? I'll go back to the staff report in a second. Which will also be brief, but before we do that, see if there's any questions.
Does anybody have any questions?
All right. Good, you're making this easy to make. Right. All right, so back to the staff report then. The only thing I really have to highlight in the staff report, again, because this was a cleanup, there just isn't a whole lot to say other than it's a cleanup, is just, to note that when we make a text amendment, there are procedures in Article 7 that need to be followed, which relate to the notice, which we did, posting in usual places around town as well as in the newspaper. And then there are some specific criteria for text and map amendments, which, if you go down to page, I'm going to scroll to it here. It's page 4, at the very bottom is where it starts that chapter of text and map amendments. And then on page 5, the very bottom of page 5 is where the approval criteria start for text amendments. I'm just going to touch on a couple of those. So either comply with the comp plan, which there are several findings in here that shows that it doesn't relate to much of what's in the comp plan, because again, this is just a definition update, so it's somewhat not applicable to a lot of it. And then Section B on page 6, the very top, is important. The proposal must be found to be in the public interest in regard, with regard to community conditions, or respond to changes in the community, or correct a mistake or inconsistency in the subject plan or code. And we're really, that's exactly what we're doing. We're cleaning up the code, correcting some unclear areas, making it very clear that we've got one definition, all definitions, and refer back to the TPM for the spacing of dispensaries. Again, just to clean it up and get rid of any inconsistencies that might have existed or interpretations that might have interpreted that they were inconsistent. Doesn't relate to the transportation planning rule, doesn't affect traffic, and it's not a quasi-judicial zone change. So that, with that, it concludes my staff report. You can see I did address each chapter of the comp plan, but largely they're just, they're really not applicable to this cleanup amendment. So do you guys have any questions for me or Melissa?
I have none.
None.
Wow, that's easy. All right. Well, I'll sit here on mute in case anything comes up.
Okay.
Are the applicant?
We are the applicant.
Okay. Other matters, only those.
You have to make a motion.
Make a motion.
I need a motion.
To recommend changes to council.
Move that we recommend these changes to council as presented by staff.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, we'll move forward to council then at the next appropriate council meeting. Thank you guys.
Okay.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Stay
Bye,
off
Tammy.
The roads.
Yeah, exactly. All right, good night.
Night.
Bye bye.
Okay, let's move on to other matters, only those matters which have come up already. We had that.
If I'm here, take the opportunity to give you a chance to ask whatever you want to ask. And you are always welcome to email me, every one of you. If you see something.
No. Next meeting's on February 12th. No. 19th.
Wednesday.
Yes, February 19th. Is the next meeting? Yeah.
We're going to have a lot coming.
Yeah.
It's already been
yeah.
picking up.
Always at 5.
Always at 5:30.
We tried
yep.
to almost always
Third
do
Wednesday,
it at 5:30 or
otherwise. Carrie, just for your, so packets will go out usually, generally 5 to 7 days we try to get. And then I print them out for those that want to come in and pick it up. Sometimes they're large, sometimes they're 100 pages. So
then
those
I
ones.
I want you to do that.
Yeah.
yes.
Other than that,
otherwise, they are on the
web.
Down
one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A week ago.
Terry.
Yes, not yet, because she just got confirmed this today,
tonight.
Well,
tonight.
She
said a half an hour.
So.
Yeah.
Yes, the city of Lapine. Okay. Email.
Anything else?
I probably won't use the city of Lapine email.
You have
well,
to.
You have
oh,
to.
Then that's interesting.
The .gov email.
Unfortunately,
oh, yeah.
That's one of the reasons why we use it.
It's public record, yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
Otherwise,
basically,
they can, if there is ever a question, they can go after your email, in other words, your computers and anybody else.
Just a clarification, when any more than one of us is talking to another, it becomes a public meeting, so we never do that.
Three.
Three people.
But you shouldn't do that anyway. You're
no,
right.
You
no,
shouldn't.
Right.
No.
Two people, plus I think three people is definitely a quorum, and that's an all you know.
Okay.
Yeah, public meeting law, Russ, they'll get you for that stream.
Mm-hmm.
Or we,
yeah,
definitely, you can
right.
email me too.
Well, we can't talk to her.
Or Tammy.
Just wanting to make sure.
You can talk to me about anything, and it doesn't violate public meeting law, so I think it's good. If you talk to you, then
you can't go for a drink after these meetings.
You can
the
go
only
for a
other
drink,
thing
just
I'll
don't talk about anything.
Or with counsel
I gotcha.
Before.
I gotcha.
Or
only
with counsel.
No, that makes sense.
Or with counsel before.
Or with counsel, yeah. Be careful with counsel, too. You don't want to talk about public
the other
stuff
thing I would mention is be very.
I don't have any. I do not work for them for the last 2 years, but okay.
No, I think she's okay, Russ, but we'll get into some. You might want to disclose.
We're going through it.
Yeah.
Say that.
I would disclose that I have past association with them as a staff, but I no longer have them.
Yeah,
I haven't
yeah.
done that for
and
2 years.
That would cover it, yes.
Yeah, you yeah. just disclose any.
And thought of the
mm-hmm.
came on.
Yeah.
Related to the Russell since she was born.
Anything else open for this meeting?
Hey.
We are here.
That's the easiest meeting
yeah.
I ever came
that's
to.
That's almost a record.
Makes up for the 4.5 hour
makes up
one
for
we
yeah.
had.